T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
242, Carlin and Reese at 888-729-9494. Oh, my, it has gone from a bright, bright blue sky to a semi-bright blue sky.
The world is coming to an end.
Let us check in. We, as we said, pillar to post coverage. We go to our correspondent on the street. That is Eric Turtle Golden. Turtle!
It kind of looks like it's about to rain out here. Maybe it's a little foggy. It's kind of moist out here. I don't know. But the eclipse is happening right now, and I don't think anybody in our building is working. Everybody's on the sidewalk here at 4th and Market, as well as the building across the street. Everybody is looking up, and I'm kind of surprised nobody's walked into each other just yet.
Is there mass hysteria in the streets?
I want to go about mass hysteria, but every car I've seen drive by has not really been paying attention on the actual street itself.
Oh, that's great.
I've just been kind of looking up. So I'm not sure that if the safety level is really high down here right now, but
yeah,
it's pretty calm for the most part.
You remember the scene from Independence Day when the girl was on top of the roof and she flashed the Martians?
Yeah.
Is anybody out there flashing the sun?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wish, but no.
I'm just saying.
How about you?
No, my shirt stays on for right about now.
We all know that comes with a price. Listen,
yes.
Turtle, is there any reason whatsoever to care about this thing at all?
No. I mean, I stand by my tweet last night. I think I'm in the same boat as you. I don't really get it. I looked up for 30 seconds, and it was kind of cool. But other than that, I'm kind of over it already.
Hey, man, you may never get a chance to see another eclipse.
I think I'll live.
Well, thank you for
You may not live till the next one comes, though.
Thank you for capturing the essence and the excitement of this historic event.
I'm doing my best for you guys.
Keep up the good work, brother.
The sky's not bleeding, right?
No, it's just dark and gray outside. Looks like it's about to storm.
Sounds like you came in.
Yeah, he already walked in. He's in the hallway right now.
I absolutely did.
Are you in the elevator? Did you ever not? You didn't go outside, did you?
I absolutely did go outside.
You're right next to the tasty cakes, aren't you?
Not yet. Soon.
You son of a... All right, Turtle.
Well done.
How obvious
it
was
like
that?
He came indoors.
He did.
Yeah.
You can hear
the acoustics changed, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, our guys down at security. Hey, Turtle.
Wayne.
That's the only thing that
hurts. Wayne.
Bob is in Buckingham. Bob, is the sky melting there?
Hello.
Okay, I guess not. Hello,
what up,
Bob.
Chris.
What up?
We're going to talk about Blunt. You know, if he can't run a sweep, he's got to get his shoulder squared, screens or whatever to get his shoulder square to the line of scrimmage. He's going to be a horse.
How did they start off for you today, Bob? What's the first thing you did this morning when you got up?
Had a bowl of cereal.
And what else?
Did you hit the blunt, so to speak?
No. I don't smoke weed.
Okay. What about the edibles?
That's funny, man. Well, you don't.
No, we don't.
I get it. It's a linebacker. Do you want a guy with his shoulders square running at you? Or do you want a guy running?
No, I completely agree with you. If I was on defense, yes, I want LeGarrette Blount with his shoulders facing the sidelines. I want him running east and west. Yes. A lot easier to tackle.
Yes. And get a better angle on him, I would think.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Yeah, if he can run guys over, that's the point. And when you get bent out of shape over him not being able to pick up big chunks of yardage running east-west, and let's see the other thing. You know, people could sit there and say, like, he looks a little bit slow running east-west. Well, that's not what he does, so he's going to look slow doing that.
If you've watched LeGarrette Blount play, you know this already. Like, to me, you know this. LeGarrette Blount is much better once October rolls in here, gets close to Halloween, going into November, and, you know, defenses, they think twice about tackling that big boy when it's 30 degrees outside.
I would think so. Here's Joey in New Jersey. What's up, Joseph? Joey!
Yeah, yeah.
You're up, Cowboy. What do you got?
What's up, Joey?
I would like to say, first about the Eagles, for as far as fantasy, I picked Aguilar as my sleeper, so
okay.
I'm kind of hoping he, it's like his kind of like, you know, breakout, because I know he's like, you know, Mr. No Catch,
mm-hmm.
but.
Oh, you said you already have picked him as, you did pick him as a sleeper, or you said you will?
Yeah. Yeah, I already picked. We had ours this past Saturday, so I picked him as my sleeper.
Okay.
From all the talk, I'm hoping it's actually going to be like his like breakout.
Yeah.
So, and I think as far as the first game goes, I think that's going to set the tone for Wentz. I think if he does good, then I think it's promising. If not, I think they're just going to crumble.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm watching the Redskins the other day. They don't look very good. That first team. As a matter of fact, Jay Gruden kept that first team in the whole first half, and it took them all the way to damn near the end of the second quarter to get a touchdown.
Yeah.
Against Green Bay's defense.
Yeah. Look, yeah. I don't think they're going to be anything this year.
Redskins?
I really don't. And I know that the Eagles haven't beaten them.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I am not impressed at all by what they have to
offer. Don't hate on Kirk Cousins.
I know.
Don't hate on him. He hit you over the head for 350.
And I have a good name for the fantasy team.
Go!
The Immortals.
Why the Immortals?
Because your fantasy team is supposed to be like your awesome picks of all the players, so the Immortals kind of fits. They're like, you know, your unstoppable team.
All right. I mean, I get it.
Terrible, terrible reasoning.
It took a little too much explaining.
Terrible. I'm going with the Gangrene Goons.
That's your team?
Triple G.
Triple G. The Gangrene Goons.
Yeah.
Didn't spend a lot of time on it, huh? Didn't really sit down, storyboard that one.
No. There's no real meaning behind it.
Yeah,
no. There's nothing there.
Yeah, no.
to me. It has to be Eagles or Michigan State related, so I went with Gangrene.
Okay, well, I get that. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
You know,
that's fine.
It has to be green related.
That's fine.
Last year, I went something.
I think it's got to be twofold, okay? It's either got to be the best fantasy team names either have to be some sort of double entendre,
right?
Like my Zach Ertz or something like that, or it has to be something that specifically makes fun of someone else in the league.
Yeah.
Or someone else that everybody in the league ridicules.
Yeah, like somebody went with Ike's Dinosaurs last year.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
And who was that?
I think that was Vince Quinn.
Vince Quinn.
I think so.
That son of a bitch.
Who's back in?
Not to tangle with me. Like dinosaurs. I was thinking about it last night. So right now, the team name I have, and it's highly replaceable, which is why I need good suggestions here and why we're offering a prize.
No, I think you have a great name.
You do.
I like it. So and we need a name to beat this name.
The name to beat right now is Big Collar Brand, as in Brian Colangelo. And it's got I found a picture of Colangelo with an enormous collar.
But it's also a playoff LeVar Ball.
Exactly.
Come on, man, that's genius. I like that.
Well, I stole it from somebody. I stole it online. So it was a T-shirt that said Big Collar Brand, which, by the way, I thought I ordered, and I haven't gotten it yet. But, you know, everybody else got to trust the process. Give me the Big Collar Brand.
Big Collar Brand.
Trust
like
the
that.
Collar.
I like that name.
Trust the collar. Well, you know, so that's the team that we got to beat right now. That's what I'm waiting for.
Who's the first Eagle get drafted tonight?
The first Eagle to get drafted is going to be Alshon.
Alshon?
Yeah.
Think he goes before Zach?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so, too.
I bet you Alshon will go by the third round.
Yeah, probably.
I would think so. Especially the way the league is.
I'm going to load my team up with all Eagles tonight.
All right. There's always one.
Even Caleb Sturgis is 2-for-4 field goal kicking this preseason.
There's always one.
It's always one, right?
I'm in a league with my brother in his law firm that he worked at in Dallas. So there's a couple of them. There's a couple of them that just take all Cowboys. It's glorious. Like, I wouldn't take a Cowboy anyway.
No.
If I didn't have to.
Are you one of those guys that...
I try to avoid it.
Listen, I hear you.
No, look, but, if Dez Bryant's there in the fifth round...
Ezekiel Elliott is easy to avoid this. Although, yes. Somebody's going to take a... Somebody has to take a shot.
Yes, but I think that I would pass on...
Dez Bryant?
Yeah.
You're going to be right in that area where Dez is supposed to go.
Yeah, I ain't taking him.
Huh?
I ain't taking him.
Huh?
I'm not taking Dez.
There's money on the line here now.
No, I know. It ain't a lot. It ain't a lot. Put it this way. And I don't get into...
I love when you say this part here. I don't gamble a whole lot.
All right, I'm in three leagues, okay? I'm in three leagues. One of them is $250 for the year.
Holy smoke!
That's the Lawyers League. And by the way...
I could tell that's the Lawyers League.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what you would think a Lawyers League would be, because my brother was an attorney. They have a constitution. They have all kinds of bylaws. And everything is purposely vague, so you cannot tell what the actual rules are. You know,
so
this could be interpreted.
We can litigate this, yeah.
Oh my God, I got an email last week, and I'm on the trade commission in that league. I got an email last week that started "Whereas," like, what? I can't read this crap. Oh, you're kicking somebody out of the league. All right, get him out.
A bunch of smart people.
Yes, and then I got another league with people I used to work with. That's $100 league, but that league's just annoying. It's
there. It's
like there are too many complications.
Are you the top dog in that league?
No.
Oh.
I've only been in that league for 2 years, and I've made it to the championship 1 year and made the playoffs the other year.
Well, I stink. You'd be happy to know that.
You stink?
Especially with this league.
Because do you really draft all
no,
one team?
I don't. I okay. don't. But for whatever reason, doesn't matter where I pick, I've been first, I've been in the middle, I've been last. It don't matter.
Can't get a break.
I can't get to the Final Four.
Wow. All right.
I think I made the playoffs last year. I might not have made the playoffs last year.
No, you did. You did. I remember because it was right when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.